a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hello, Thriver Nation. How is everyone today? Oh, I'm so happy to be here. I am your host, Lady Michelle, and you are listening to Speak Your Peace with Lady Michelle. And this platform is centered around education of domestic violence, toxic relationships, the different forms of trauma, self-love, and finding your voice. And these are just to name just a few because, you know, here we peel the layers back on everything. So we're going to talk about all kinds of things. But just keep in mind that Speak Your Peace with Lady Michelle was designed with you in mind. And it was designed to enlighten, to educate, to inspire, and to empower. Now, y'all know before we go any further, y'all know I got to make this disclaimer. Always remember that we will never conduct any therapy sessions on this show. However, we do encourage you to seek professional help till you need it. So we always encourage that. Okay? Now, during the last 2 years of the pandemic, many of us have felt very thoughtful about our lives and what's meaningful and what's important to each of us, right? And if you are like me and my guest today, you've also probably been thinking about ways to create a more fulfilling life, especially in the areas that may not bring you the greatest satisfaction. Like, we're going to talk about that today, right? Now, one of my goals for this podcast is to help my listeners create a more, and actually create and live a more integrated and deeply satisfying life as a whole person. You know, I don't want you just to think that we only talk about trauma here, but we want to talk about all kinds of things that can help you to process through all of those different things and live a satisfying life as a whole person. And while we definitely have talked about many topics relating to trauma, I want to also share some tips and techniques to help us create a more balance in our lives, okay? So, and just really help us to show up as a whole person. So sometimes trying to figure out what we need to reevaluate in our lives, right? Sometimes we have to do that. We got to try to figure this thing out. We got to reevaluate some things in our lives, right, that can make us feel like we are really thriving. Like, but that can be a little difficult, right? So we're going to talk about some of that today. And sometimes when we figure out these areas of our lives that we really need to work on, just a little bit, we got to work on this stuff so that we could be, you know, fulfilled, it can be difficult to know what to do to reinvent our lives, right? Oh, but I got something for y'all today. I got something for you, Thriving Nation. In our episode today, I am excited to share with you some of the tips and techniques that can not only help you figure out what areas of your life you want to tweak in order to increase your overall satisfaction, but also to share some tips and techniques about how to stay on your course and do everything you can to reach your personal goals for growth and development. And ultimately, you're going to feel like you're thriving in all areas of your life. We can get a hand clap for that because that's what we're trying to do here, right? We are making sure that we are thriving. Now, I'm going to get into the whole meat of the thing now. I'm getting ready to introduce my guest for today. I am super excited. I'm just thrilled to have her here today with me, Erica Bennett. Now, Erica Bennett is a life coach with passion for helping men and women create meaning and deep satisfaction in their lives. Throughout her 20 years as a coach, she has helped many people develop greater self-awareness about their strengths and to develop greater boundaries so they can live lives that are meaningful. Help me welcome my guest today, Erica Bennett. Yay!
Hi, Nikki. I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you so much for coming. Listen, we're going to have a good time tonight. We are going to just dive into some of these things. We know that the pandemic has really thrown many of us for a loop, but we made it. We've made it through that time, and so we want to celebrate all victories. And the victories are that, you know, we came out, the ones, you know, people listening to us today, they want to hear some more tips, some more techniques about some other things that they could do to just take it a step further, right? So that's what we're here for today, all right?
Absolutely. Nikki, I'm honored to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I'm just tickle pink. And before we even get started, let me just say happy birthday again to you. Just so happy and excited that you're in the world. So happy birthday, my dear friend.
Thank you. So, Thrive Nation, y'all know that, or you may not know, you may know. So who will pin?
Now they know.
I celebrate all month. I'm one of those types of people. But and then let me just say this. You are hearing Erica call me Mickey, which is one of my wonderful names. I have lots of names. And so she calls me affectionately Mickey because that's what some of the people call me who know me in a whole nother world. So, which is awesome. I am she. I am here. I am her. So, let's get started. Let's like really dive into this because before you know it, the time will go and, you know, we'll just want to hang out all day here, right? So let me just have you tell the Thriver Nation a little bit about yourself. Yeah, I've read that little small blurb, but there's so much to you. Tell my Thriver Nation some things about you.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, my dear friend, to the Thriver Nation. I'm so excited to be here. And as Nikki said, you know, I've been a coach, both a life coach and a leadership coach for a really, really long time. But I think at the end of the day, the one thing to know about me and I practice what I preach, is that we are always trying to get better, right? I think that's my purpose. I feel like I was put on the planet to really help us develop not only greater self-awareness, but honestly, greater self-acceptance, right? There is nothing wrong with us, right? You know, we've all gone through so many things. And as a coach, people often will come to me and say, help me fix this, or how can I change this or that? And I always am very, very careful to preface everything I say and do as a coach, really with this idea that all of us are exactly as we are meant to be. We are all, you know, a part of a divine plan. We are all absolutely beautiful and perfect as we are. But there are sometimes those areas of our lives which can stop us from fully living within the full beauty of who we are. And as a coach, I've been so privileged to work with people to really help them not just figure out how to get better, but really, you know, Mickey, about how to remember who we truly are. And that's truly, we are divine. We are one with God, one with the universe. And when we remember who we are, we typically tend to get on that path around recreating or redefining and remembering, you know, our ultimate purpose for our lives. And so as a coach, that's really my purpose. It's about reminding people that we are strong. And sometimes if we happen to veer off the path just a little bit, you know, I'm so honored that I can help them get back on the path to truly remembering that they are unique and special, and they deserve to have a fantastic life. So that's a little bit about me, my friend.
Oh, it's wonderful. I love it. I've had many conversations with you, and you always seem to get me back centered to where I need to be. And I always tell people, of course, I have Jesus. He is first. I have my therapist, who is second. And then I have my life coach, who comes third. And I have it in that order, and they all work together, because that's
sure.
how I keep that balance. And it allows me to be my authentic self. And for so many years, going through trauma, I did not know how to be me. I didn't know. People say, be yourself. I didn't know who myself was. But going through these particular steps that I've taken in my life is great, because my life coach picks up where the therapist feels like, okay, you're fine. You've gone through you've done the work. You've gotten yourself together. But then there's that I need to have that balance into, again, all of the things that you just talked about, being authentic, remembering who we are, remembering that we deserve the best. And so thank
yes.
you for all that you do as a life coach, because we need life coaches in our lives. Thank you for all that
yes.
you do.
Mickey, let me just say this. I'm a life coach, and I have a life coach and a therapist. So
come on.
Everybody is trying to get better. Yes.
Yes. I love it. I love it. Well, let's dive into question number one. I have a few questions here for you that I think will really help the Thriving Nation to get themselves on a good track. And I'll start with one. The pandemic, of course, has led many of us to reexamine our lives, right? Reexamine our priorities and how we feel about our overall satisfaction with life. Many want to refine or even redefine certain parts of their lives that may have been unfulfilling for a while, and what they have been thinking of more of the last 2 years. Why do you think people want to redefine their lives?
Mickey, let me say this. You know, I recognize that this pandemic sort of gave all of us, myself included, this opportunity to slow down. And that didn't just happen for people like myself, for instance, who had the who had to work virtually. But I think as we were looking at this world around us and really starting to understand, and pardon the cliche because it may sound a little bit like a cliche, but the truth is this has been an interesting 2 years, 2+ years, and while very painful for so many people, we have realized something pretty powerful. And while we know it, and again, it may sound a little cliche, but life is really short. It is. And for your beautiful audience who may be listening, If you're like me and like so many, and you've actually lost a loved one, or you yourself may have come through some aspect of COVID and you are still maybe dealing with, you know, some long-term health issues or some financial issues or whatever it is, this has been a really tremendously, you know, difficult time for all of us. And so I think, Mickey, what really happens, as I said, is when we're kind of in the face of, you know, these kinds of really massive events, you do start to realize, you wake up and you say to yourself, you know what, you get one shot at this life, just one. And I think what has really happened for so many of us, and I'm also speaking from my own experience, you start to realize that, wow, maybe, just maybe, I'm not living as fully as I would like. I'm not thriving. I'm just not happy, or I'm feeling a lot of, you know, dissatisfaction. So again, we are dealing with perhaps, you know, significant loss. Some of us are, you know, have been reexamining friendships, right? So for instance, it's interesting, I have been living, you know, in Florida, and the bulk of my friendships are in Philadelphia, and my family's in Louisiana and Texas. And while, you know, I have definitely maintained contact, some of my friendships have shifted. And so this has been an interesting time to really reexamine, you know, friendships, and also things like thinking about our jobs, right? So is this thing that I've been doing every day, 8 to 12 hours, is it really as fulfilling as I want, you know? So, you know, there's so many different buckets, right, in different areas in our lives. And I honestly think that it's almost like we've been going through a self-reckoning, right, really asking ourselves, what is this, you know, this life? We get this one shot at it. And am I really living, you know? Am I really taking advantage of all the things that, you know, I have right here in front of me? And so I think it's kind of like, I was thinking about this the other day, and I thought, it's like, you know, you're literally sitting in a movie theater. You're in this front row seat of a living movie that's your life. And sometimes what's been happening, at least for me, is I'm looking at and I'm recognizing all of the things I do not want, right? And all of the things I do not want to see in my future. And so I think as we are even coming out of this pandemic, and even now as people are shifting back into some version of maybe, you know, going back to work or, you know, less restrictions, I think that this is still a really eye-opening time for people. So again, you know, I think this other big piece, though, Mickey, is this idea that we think we have time, right? So I know for myself, I've said things like, oh, I'll start that business when my son finishes high school, or mm-hmm. I'll figure out how to you know what I mean? Like, you think you got time. And so you tell yourself that, but listen, the last 2 years have frankly shown many of us, we have no control over the future to some degree, right? Or we don't have any control over those external things that can impact our ability to create the life we want. So where you do have some sense of control, some sense of agency, some ability to directly impact your future, I think many of us have decided, you know what? While I can't control the pandemic, I can't control politics, I can't control, you know, the economy, what I can control are the things that I choose to want, the things that I choose to do, the people that I choose to be around. And so this urge to reinvent or reinvigorate or reexamine where we are, I think it's widespread. And I think it's not an uncommon thing that this is happening in the face of a crisis. So again, no surprise, but I do think it's a really, really unique time to just sort of sit back and to really ask yourselves, what do I need to do in order to get to where I want to go? And that's not always as easy as it sounds, as you said before.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Okay. So you already got me taking notes here. I love what you said, and I'm one of those people who, during the pandemic, I really started redefining how I wanted to do my nonprofit mm-hmm. organization and what I wanted to really see happen with it. And in that pandemic, I created a magazine. I was able to write another book. I was able to do some things that I started saying, hey, you know, where do I want to go with this organization? How do I want to help others. But in order to do that, I had to redefine my life. I had to redefine where I was going. What did I want mm-hmm. for me in order to be able to help others? So it was more like almost like a reset button, you know, pause and say, hey, wait a minute. This gave us time to really think about some things because we saw what was happening around us. Like you said, we didn't have control over anything. They told us to go home for 2 weeks and we wound up being, you know, it's been 2+ years now. And things are just starting to get back to some type of normalcy. Mm-hmm. You know, churches are opening back up. Jobs are opening back up. Businesses are opening back up. But it really made you think about what it was that you wanted to do for your life. And mm-hmm. so for me, I became more of an entrepreneur. But not just an entrepreneur, but an intrapreneur too, because I began to do some things in my job that had some things that, you know, redefined my life and how I was going. So it's good what you were saying.
But Mickey, you know what's so powerful though about what you just said, you know, you were able to identify kind of what those changes were that you wanted to make, right? Mm-hmm. And that's not always so easy for people. I think that that's like a really tricky thing is to kind of figure out like, what is it that I want, you know?
That's true. That's very true. I like that you brought that up, and I'm going to have to plug in, do a shameless plug again. It's having a life coach. It's having a person. It's having some people that, because I wasn't always in this spot, you know, and I don't want people to look at me and say, oh, well, you know, she's got it going on. No, I wasn't always here, but just surrounding myself, which we're going to talk a little bit more about that. When you change your perspective and you surround yourself with the right type of people, because sometimes we can mm-hmm. get into some self-sabotaging, some negative talk, because those are things that we may have heard for a long time, or we may feel that we're not really living up to a certain place in our lives. And so surrounding yourself around those positive people and people who can hold you accountable, people who can help you, you know, walk through that process of life.
Absolutely.
Okay. Gotcha. I love it. You said something earlier. You said, am I really living? Am I taking advantage of what's in front of me? That stuck out to me. That's a really good question to ask ourselves.
It is, and I'm going to tell you, it's if you can't answer that question, part of it's because oftentimes you might feel sort of even within yourself, and this is interesting, you might feel this sense of just unhappiness or, you know, you don't feel quite fulfilled, and everything around you or even in your own life could look okay, right? So you might say, everything is fine. Why do I feel this sense that I want more? So, Mickey, I think that one of the things that's so important for people to understand, and it's interesting, you said something powerful, you know, you have figured out some things, but we all of us at certain points in our lives may feel that something is not quite what we want, but we often don't really, we don't know how to even begin to make those changes. And I will share with you, I think that one of the biggest reasons that people find it really difficult to make a shift, make a change is because, and this is going to sound really very, very simple and very elementary, but it's often because they just don't know what they want, right? We are, all of us, just kind of on autopilot. I think the pandemic prior to that, we just realized, you know, we get up, we get the kids ready, or we, you know, take care of this and we hop on the train and we go to work and we move through our day. And we're not really conscious sometimes about what we're feeling deeply. And so when you're kind of on autopilot, you know, you may not be living with an awareness of your purpose or even what you want for your future. You're just getting through your day to day, right? So that's one of the major reasons you might have this little feeling like something doesn't feel right, or I might want more, but you know, you get so busy, we don't slow down enough to take the time to really ask ourselves, like, what is it that I want? You know, am I am I really living, you know, my purpose, or am I doing the kinds of things that really are moving me forward? Are the goals that I set, you know, last year, 2 years ago, 10 years ago, are they still the right ones for me, right? And so, again, it's one thing to look at people and say, oh, it really looks as if their lives are unfolding. But everybody has to get to that place where they figured out what it is they want. And I think that what we don't often do is slow down and say, what's making it hard for me to get to the place where I can really figure out what I want? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And you're kind of answering some of the other questions that were coming behind this. So you are really answering about the difficulty because, like you said, some people find it difficult. They really may not know, you know, really what they want, and it will cause unhappiness in several areas of their life.
Absolutely.
How do you even begin to figure it out, though? How do you?
Yeah.
What's your suggestions for that?
Ooh, I tell you, this is, you know, and again, no shameless plug on my part, but I'm going to say this. It is not something that happens overnight. And I think that regardless of how we find a way to uncover sort of our deeper longing, right, the things that we really want, it takes time. And so one of the first steps, I believe, is to really and truly get clear about why, in fact, you don't make time to do it, okay? So I touched on one before. Sometimes you don't because you just don't know, and we don't slow down enough to take the time. Oftentimes, Mickey, we don't slow down because if we, in fact, say, I want to do something that's different, I want to embark on a different journey, sometimes we actually feel really guilty because we want more, right? And especially during the last 2 years, if you've had a desire to do more, to grow, to get better, to make a change, and you look around yourself and you see others struggling, you know what? You feel guilty. You feel bad that you actually want more. You say things to yourself like, look, you know, I should be grateful. I got it going on. Everything is fine for me. And listen, do not get me wrong. I wake up every day and I do a gratitude practice, and we should all be very grateful for these lives, our health, and all the things that make up our lives. But that does not mean it is a bad thing to want more, right? And sometimes to want something very different. But, you know, again, we are up against sort of this kind of societal thought that, you know, don't complain. You should be happy with what you have, right? Other people have it worse. And Mickey, what that does, that sort of thinking keeps you in kind of like a quicksand, and you stay stuck. So there's this part of you that feels like, oh, I want something more. I want to do something. And I'm okay. I'm good. I love it, my life. But my soul, my spirit is yearning for something more, right? And so it's kind of like you feel almost like a little embarrassed to say that there's some other areas of your life, you know, that you really want to really shift, or to really deepen, or to, you know, make a change. And again, that gets tricky because you feel like you're complaining, right? I'll say this, you know, you could be scrolling on social media and you may see an image. Has this ever happened to you, my friend, where you see something and, again, things could really be going well for you and you're like cringing because you think I want some of that, or I like that, but I shouldn't really like that. My house is fine. My car is fine. My kids are great. My body's fine, right? But what happens is, you know, we tend to suppress our desires, like our desires are bad, but they aren't. You know, right. There's nothing wrong with wanting more, right? But again, we're on autopilot, and so we kind of push it back. We're like, let me just get on with what I'm doing, and, you know, I'm going to move on through that. So I think, you know, again, there are ways to sort of write a goal or to, you know, to get on track and try to be accountable, but you've really got to understand that it's okay to not always feel, you know, satisfied. And that's another thing. We sometimes think that satisfaction, the moment you achieve a goal and you feel satisfied or you've gotten something, that's the end-all be-all. But listen, all of you beautiful people listening, your satisfaction is not always permanent. It's a natural human drive to want more, right? It's okay. We're always growing. We're always learning. It's a very normal thing to say, you know what, this is fabulous, but I am aching. I'm yearning for something more. That just simply means that you're being a human being, right? So there's no shame in that. Yeah.
And I would think that that's also a sign of growth for me. That would be, okay, I want more. I want to do more. I want to, bring more fulfillment into my life. I'm at a different level in my life now. And so you should want to grow. You shouldn't want to stay stagnant and be satisfied with the things that, you know, you were satisfied with 5 years ago.
But that's so powerful though. But think about what you said 5 years ago. We sometimes forget that it's okay to change your mind. What you wanted 5 years ago, even if you didn't achieve it, it's okay to change your mind. It's okay to want more. There's nothing wrong with that. That's actually, I think, a hallmark of a really interesting and kind of a unique life, where you're open to different experiences and different things, and you can shift. You can shift and change and move and grow, you know? I think that's really pivotal.
Okay. Oh, I love it. I love it. That's great. And these are things that I found out, too, when I was, you know, going through this time being at home, is it did make me think more about, okay, well, I was doing these things before, but – you know, what do I want to do now? Where do I want to go moving forward? You know, I'm getting a little up there in age, and which is a great thing, which is an amazing thing, because, you know, every time we go around the sun for another 365 days, it is a blessing. So I'm great with that. And I'm thinking, you know, okay, well, you know, what do I want to do moving forward? What do I want to do in my life work-wise? Family-wise, do I want to travel more? Do I want to, do something different with my business? You know, I've changed my business plan several times, but some people will make you think that, no, what you wrote in the beginning, that's what you have to stick to, or you're not successful. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, I've gone back and I've, you know, revised some things. I've tweaked some things. I've, you know, okay, well, that really didn't work as well. Or we were able to get that off the ground. Now we're moving on to something else. And I'm okay with that.
That's right. Mickey, can I just tell you that, the very thing that you're talking about, and this is another reason I think that we struggle with, you know, even if we make a plan or we've decided that I want to make a shift, right? When we don't prioritize ourselves and what's right for us, and I'm just going to call those boundaries, right? When we can't hold tight to those, the best laid plan doesn't matter, you know, you absolutely won't see it through. And those boundaries, I think if you Google boundaries, the word, you'll see like a bazillion entries on Google, because it's really an important, like it is the cornerstone for your success. And by boundaries, it's, you know, it's just kind of, you know, it's essential. It's making sure that while you love your family, while you appreciate your job, while you want to be a good citizen and take care of those around you, you must be careful that you aren't saying yes to everyone else first while saying yes to yourself last. I'm going to say that again. You have to make sure that you are able to say yes to yourself first, right? You know, again, if we don't do that, we can make, as I said, the best plans, but you absolutely must understand that you must prioritize your happiness. And this does not mean that you do not love and cannot support and take care of those around you. It simply means that, and this is so cliche, but you can't pour from an empty cup. You cannot do it. So it's interesting that if we take care of ourselves and watch our boundaries and we succeed around, you know, those goals or those shifts that we want to make in our lives, you end up feeling so much better about yourself that you are more energized. And now you are able to give in a way that's cheerful. You're able to give in a way that feels really resonant for you, right? Because when you don't, let me ask you this. Have you ever done something and you did it for others and you hope that they would sort of acknowledge you and notice, you know, the sacrifice that you made, right? And then you don't get that. You don't get what you think is, you know, recognition. And listen, you're resentful, you're mad, you're aggressive, you're passive aggressive, and you're really angry, and you feel lightweight crazy because it's like you're taking on so much, you're giving of yourself, and people don't always notice that. And so, again, it's this idea that we feel this really strange sense of guilt when we put ourselves first, but again, the idea is it's hard to say this is what I want for myself if you are so busy taking care of the sort of, or holding space for the wants of others without also including space for yourself. Does that make sense?
That's perfect sense. And it's amazing.
Yeah, the boundary thing.
Boundaries for me has been, it took me a while to really learn how to have those boundaries and to do everything that you're talking about. It took me a long time because I used to be that person that, you know, was just doing stuff just because I didn't want to tell people no. I wanted to make sure everybody was happy. And, you know, I was wearing myself thin. And I didn't get the recognition half the time that I was supposed to get, but it was okay. It wasn't okay. I told myself, oh, it's okay. It's okay if they're not saying it. But I was really angry inside. Like, I just did all this work. I stopped doing what I was supposed to be doing to do something for them. And it's like, wait a minute. So when I learned how to start saying no and to be okay with my no, it made life so much better for me.
Absolutely. Mickey, it's like, you know, it's so interesting. Right when you said that, I have that image of the Energizer Bunny. You remember the old commercials with the Energizer?
Uh-huh.
I mean, they may still be on. I don't know. But, you know, you ever felt like that where you are just running and running and spinning and almost running in place because you're just being pulled in 1,000 directions, but the direction that you are not being pulled in a sustainable way is the direction that will give you the ability to focus long enough and prioritize yourself just long enough to gain traction on things that will change your life.
Yes. Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. And I find that when I, because at one point I was working 3 jobs, I was doing things in ministry, I was just doing all kinds of stuff, right? I was all over the place. But it wasn't until I really let all of those things go, not my ministry. I still work in ministry, but it was a different shift in it. And when I really learned what my purpose was, that took me to a whole nother place. And my purpose didn't have to be some big revolutionary thing. That's what I was thinking. It was going to be so, you know, I was going to come in and save the world, and I was going to, you know. It wasn't that, but it was really just about really having those boundaries. It was about having a healthier me. It was about having a balanced life. It was about being able to be there for my family in an authentic way and in a way where I can be healthy and give them all that they needed, but without taking away from myself, like without being so drained and burnt out and all of those things.
Yeah. Mickey, I wish that more people could really understand very fully and deeply what you just said, because there is a pretty vicious cycle that if we aren't really clear about this, it's interesting. I've watched, you know, my mother go through this pretty much her whole life. And there's this cycle of giving that sometimes as givers, if you aren't careful, you're giving and giving and giving because, you know, we want to feel appreciated, but when we are not, it can really lead to a lot of intense stress and anxiety and can overwhelmingly make you feel horrible because you aren't giving in that way of saying, you know, I'm just doing this from a place of health, of happiness, of joy, but you're giving because you feel that you are supposed to, right? Again, you have your responsibilities. Listen, we got kids. We have to feed these children, okay? Like, you got to go to work. Like, there's some things you must give. But you want to be very careful that your giving is coming from a place of joy, that your giving is coming from a place of health and wellness, that it isn't coming from a place of trying to give in order to get attention or give in order to feel appreciated, right? So, again, we do those things when we are expecting sort of things or people in the external world to prioritize us. But when you give from a place where you are prioritizing yourself first, right, it just feels better. That is the natural way to move in the world. And when you don't, you feel bad. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot of anxiety. And overwhelmingly, you're like, why did I bother? And then you end up, you know, I heard this woman say on a podcast once, she said she'd be so angry. She would, you know, make a great meal and do all that, and then, you know, no one would come to the table to eat. And she's like, I did all this, and nobody's even here to appreciate the food that I'm cooking. What are we doing? So she'd be totally upset. So So again, why are we giving? What are we doing? And where is it coming from, right? So we got to be super mindful that at the end of the day, we are aware that we are pouring into ourselves and prioritizing ourselves, and really learn to become comfortable doing that and saying no, right? Again, it doesn't mean that you love those around you less. It simply means that we understand that we are no good to anybody unless we are good to ourselves first.
I love that. That's really like knowing the value of your time, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Without a doubt. And demanding respect for your time, right? Yes. Knowing the value of your time, knowing the value of you. Again, because think about this, Vicki. You said, you know, you've really become entrepreneurial. You started your magazine. You've this podcast. You're doing all these great things. And again, to say no to people around you does not mean that you don't love them or even that you can't prioritize them. It simply means that right now in this moment, this thing that I want to do, which is going to be which is going to be fulfilling to me, which is going to help me live the life that I want to live, you know, it's important to me, and it's perfectly okay for you to say no and to put that boundary in place so that you can create space to take care of yourself. But again, we really struggle with doing that. So I know that we've got more things to chat about, but I think it's super important. People ask me all the time, how do you set the right goals? How do you stay on track on your goals? I'm like, look, you can write the best goals in the world, but you have got to feel like you deserve the thing that you say you want before you can even write a goal. And oftentimes, if we don't do this inner work of understanding, why is it hard to prioritize myself, right? Why am I having a hard time really teasing out what I want? Why is it so difficult for me, you know, why do I feel guilty because I want something more, you know? So we've got to wrestle with some of those internal questions. And then from there, once we've done that work, I think then we're ready to really kind of crystallize what you could focus on to really help you feel better in your life overall.
Oh, whew, I tell you, this is so much to take in. I love this information. This is really helpful. I remember we were in a program at the job, Know Your Value, right? And it just changed my life. And your time, valuing your time, so many things that we learned in that, I think we were there about 9 months or something. But this, the different things, learning about branding you and, you know, just all of these wonderful things about knowing your worth and knowing your value. And so all of these things that you're talking about really fall into the same category. And once we're doing these things, talking about your time, talking about knowing your purpose, talking about prioritizing you, those are the ingredients to reinventing yourself, especially during this time that we are, you know, we have experienced. And so now we're kind of, I believe we're post-pandemic now. I don't know if that's what I'm saying, but.
I'm not going to claim any of that, Nikki. I don't know.
I don't know either. Don't nobody quote me. I don't want anybody calling me and all of those things. But I just see we're moving in a different direction right now. And
sure.
So this reinventing yourself and taking these things. Again, I'm going to have you've really already talked about so many, but if you can kind of go through some tips and techniques so that the listeners may be writing down. And so if you can go through them, that would be great. That would like just take us on home that you need to find our lives, right?
You better believe it. Without a doubt. First of all, let me say this. The first and most important thing to do is to really and truly understand that you cannot do it all. The first key thing that I would say to your audience is to figure out what area of your life or areas that if you were to, you know, spend some time thinking about them, making some changes and not humongous changes. Sometimes it can be small adjustments, right? sometimes those adjustments are physical things. Sometimes they're just simply the way you're thinking about the approach. But one of the things I would say is to start out by doing either what I call them a life audit or a life will exercise. And all that simply means is, you know, for most of us, we have a couple of categories, right, Mickey, where we think about our lives, right? So we've got a career, we've got our spiritual life, you have your financial life, you might be, you know, you might have your personal relationships, your friendships, your community, education, like whatever those major sort of buckets are in your life. The idea is to think holistically about all of these different areas in your life and then say to yourself, if I were to rate these on a scale from 0 to 10, what areas score pretty high, 10 being the highest, meaning I'm satisfied, to 0 meaning, you know what, not feeling so good here. 5 maybe meaning I'm good, I'm getting there. So what I say to some of my clients that I work with and even myself, for those areas that score a little lower, I might choose to focus some of my efforts and energies there. So for instance, this particular year, I would say that the two areas in my life will that I'm really working hard on are my spiritual life and my financial life, right? Because several months ago when I did my will, those numbers were a little bit lower. So in other words, however you want to do it, think about the major buckets of your life, because here's what's important. You cannot work on all of them, right? You ever seen these life boards, vision boards, Mickey, where there's like they have images from every single area of your life? And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. But generally, when you are more focused on one or two key areas that can make the biggest impact, you see changes much quicker because your efforts are more focused. You're not trying to do and make a change across 5 areas. You are saying, if I hit this area, this is the one that might have an impact on this. And then if I hit this, it'll have an impact on that. So the question first, I would say my first tip is to please, please slow down and get really clear about the area that you want to focus on. And once you do that, I think the second thing I would invite your listeners to do, and we had talked about it before, is ask yourself, are the goals that I currently am living sort of within, you know, my life, goals I may have set in my 20s or 30s or 40s, are they still the right ones? Mickey, are your goals still the right ones in your 50s, or have you shifted them, right?
I had to shift some.
you've got to shift them, my friend. So, again, just because we say, you know what, that goal that I set in my 20s is no longer serving me, please be willing to reshift, reshape, reexamine, and decide that things that I thought I wanted, it's okay if I let them go. So definitely take some time to ask yourself, are these goals serving me? You know, did I set these goals for my parents, my community, my kids? You know, and is it okay for me to reshift and rethink about how is my life going to look now? Some of you on the call or listening to this podcast are going to be empty nesters soon, like myself. So what I set for myself as a goal in my 30s as a young mom, a little bit different as a woman in her early 50s, right? So it's okay to reshift your goals. And then finally, Mickey, I'm going to say this. I think that we definitely need to, well, two things. Please figure out what gets in the way of you sticking to your plan and prioritizing yourself. I call those gremlins. For some of us, it's that we don't have boundaries, and we talked a lot about that. Some of us, though, we really are struggling with feeling that we are worthy of wanting more, worthy of the thing we want. So you really want to slow down and sit with yourself and ask yourself, you know, is there some part of me that doesn't feel like I deserve this? And if that is the case, that is an invitation for you to do some work, right, around really understanding what that is for you and why you may not feel worthy of the thing you want. I think also that we have to really and truly make the plan that reflects the work we need to do. Mickey, two questions that I'm going to really have your listeners ask themselves every day, all day, as they are thinking about what they want. They need to, number one, ask themselves, what will I need to give up to find my way to this future, okay? So if I'm holding on to some things from the past, some old perspectives, some habits, some thought processes, some beliefs, some all the things, what do I need to give up to get myself to this future? And the second one is, what will I need to embrace or cultivate or create in order to get myself ready for this life that I say I want, right? Okay, so what do I have to give up? And what do I need to bring into my life? And then finally, you've got to get comfortable tolerating the in-between time. And what that is the hardest part, You know, you think about wanting to create all of these new things in your life, these miracles, and you want to embark on these life-altering things. But the truth is, from the moment you say you want it to the time you get it, all hell can literally break loose, and it's not going to always feel comfortable. So you have, am I right? Yes. So you have got to understand that there is that period where you're going to let go of the old, and before you really see the new, that manifestation of the new, there absolutely will be some growth and some things that you're going to have to work through in order to, A, prepare yourself, not only to understand what you want, but to also prepare yourself to receive it, to really get clear about the things that are getting in the way of you receiving, to let go of the things that no longer serve you as you, you know, search for this new life, or you're creating this new way of being in the world. And so that in-between time can feel really, really uncomfortable. And so the idea, and this is my last tip, is to really and truly get comfortable with it, learn to tolerate it. And before you know it, all of the things that you are planning for, you are, doing the work in order to achieve, you will see them manifest. But it takes time. It is definitely a marathon. So, friend, those are some of my tips. You know, again, we can want everything we want, but we got to really and truly make sure that we are engaging in this process with a lot of, you know, a lot of self-compassion, a lot of grace, and a lot of patience. So,
I tell you, my notepad is full tonight. I have taken so many notes. I'm supposed to be interviewing you, and yet I am still taking more notes. But you know why? Because this is simply a courageous conversation that we're having. I always tell my guests, we're having conversation. We're just sitting here, two people having great conversation. And I always like to call it courageous conversation because we always talk about courage here at the Thriver Nation, right? So
absolutely.
Just been a great conversation with you tonight. I cannot believe we're already at the end. Oh, it goes so quickly.
It does.
Great with you. Everything that you have said to the My Thriver Nation out there, please, I hope you were taking notes. You'll be able to hear this at a later time so that you can listen to it again and get some of this. This has been some great nuggets. You calling them tips and techniques, I'm calling them nuggets. These were great things that will be able to help us in terms of reinventing our lives, redefining our lives. And I'm going to put you on the spot for just a quick second. If you could just give the Thriver Nation just some final thoughts, just, you know, some real quick final thoughts.
Absolutely. First and foremost, Mickey, thank you. This has been so much fun. I am honored. And I have to also say this, you know, even when I share these thoughts with you, and I'm a coach and my job is to help, you know, people, I want everyone to understand that we are all of us a work in progress all the time. It is okay to feel confused. It's okay to feel like you don't know. It's okay to feel like I don't even know what the next step is. But just know that you probably, if you're like me, like most of us, there is at least one person in your life that you can reach out to and you can say two simple words. And those two simple words are, help me, help me. You know, and so again, as women, we feel like we have to carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and you are not alone. So don't forget that there is always someone, but it's up to us to sometimes ask for help. So remember that. Help me. The second and final thing I will say is this, and I heard this from a wonderful, wonderful mentor, and she said this to me. She said, always remember the word wow as you're thinking about your future, and wow, W-O-W, it stands for wonderful opportunities waiting, and we have those in abundance. We have those. So celebrate your wow. Celebrate the fact that there is always something more, and that more doesn't have to mean it's a big old business. That more can mean that you feel more energized tomorrow when you wake up than you felt today. That wow can be, or that more can be, you know, just simply feeling like you had the energy to go walk 30 minutes around the block. You know, your goals for your life don't have to be the biggest life-altering things. Whatever they are, they simply have to feel good to you, right? So, wow, there are so many wonderful opportunities waiting for all of us every day, all day. And our job is just to go out there and go get them, all right? So, Mickey, those are my final words. It's just been such a pleasure being here with you.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I'm going to think about the wow every single day. I love it. that is going to, you know, I love sticky notes. That's going to go on my sticky note. It's going to go right on top of my monitor every day. I love it.
There you go.
Thank you so very much. Can you tell everyone how they can find you, get in touch with you, what social media handles, whatever you need?
Absolutely. So I think the easiest way to find me is on Facebook. It's very easy. I think it's Erica Bennett 01, and I think that's also my Instagram handle. I'm on LinkedIn as well, but, you know, would love to be connected to any of your listeners and share, you know, advice and guidance and stories at any time. But it's really been a pleasure to be here, Mickey. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. I love it. I've had many, many, many conversations with you. I kind of adopted you as my life coach. I know, right? But just having conversations with you, I remember one time you asked me, you said, is it making you happy anymore? If it's not making you happy, then it has to go. And so those words stuck with me, and I use them. I keep them in my life every day, and I evaluate things all the time on that. So
yeah.
Thank you.
Mickey, you know what? I want to say this very, very quickly. I want everybody to also not to forget to really celebrate yourselves, right? It's so interesting that sometimes we're always in the zone of changing something or getting better or reshifting that we often forget that we've overcome and come through and, you know, managed to work through a lot of things. And we do need to slow down and really just give ourselves a pat on the back and a big hug and say, I did that. You know, it's we do not forget to celebrate the beauty of who you are.
I love it. Thank you. See, you're still giving out some great nuggets. You just can't stop. Just nuggets.
Can't help it.
I love it. Thank you so much. To my wonderful Thriver Nation, I'm going to leave you with my final thought. You know, I always leave you with, we always talk about being kind to one another, but I really want you to always go a step forward and be kind to yourself. And don't ever forget that you are not a victim. You are no longer a victim. You are more than a survivor. You are a thriver. And I also want to remind you all that when you love yourself, you are healed. And when you are healed, you are loved. Thank you again for always tuning in to listen to us. You know that you can find us on social media, our YouTube page. Please go to it. Lady Michelle Speaks. You can find our podcasts, our different podcasts, and we would love for you to click, like, share, hit the notification button, all of those wonderful things. And, you know, we're going to get ready to get out of here, but we can't get out of here without thanking our wonderful producer. We did not thank her in the beginning, but she is amazing. We definitely love her so much, the visionary of this station, Kimmy Kim. Yay, Kimmy Kim, we love her so much. She is the founder of the Elation family, and at the Elation family, we have the Elation magazine, we have Elation radio, we have our Ashes to Beauty Clubhouse, which I am a part of, all of the wonderful ladies in this at this station. We are a part of that every Friday evening on Clubhouse. We have so many things. You can always go to my website, healingrebuild.com. You can find out all the wonderful things I have going on there. Our magazine, we have a new book coming out, an affirmations book. I'm going to make sure you tell you guys more about that when it's ready. And just the amazing things. I just love you all so much. I enjoy coming every week to give you all of this wonderful information, information that's going to be good for you, to make you, you know, happy and whole, and to help you navigate through the different things of your life. I know we go through some different traumatic things that's going on and some different things, you know, just everyday life. And so I enjoy bringing you information that will help you all to grow in a very positive way, right? So thank you again to my guest, Miss Erica Bennett. We love her, love her so much. And, of course, tune in next week. Y'all know we're going to have another outstanding guest because that's what we do here. And speak your peace with Lady Michelle. We always, every guest is outstanding. So thank you so much. We are going to get out of here. Our theme song is going to take us up out of here. And I will see you all next week. Erica, I love you. Thank you so much.
I love you too. Thank you, Mickey. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Pick your head up. Get up. It's only right. Take back your life. Pick your head up. Get up. Take back your life. And come and talk to me. Speak your peace. Speak your peace. Speak your peace. Come and talk to me.